please welcome to the stage, National Marketing Director and National Trainer, Eric Grisbowski.
What's up, everybody? Team Rhino. Let me start by apologizing for that dance earlier. I love Marcosetta. Most of what I'm about to say I've stolen from Marcosetta, but he needs to know he is on my list. And when we go on that RMD trip in 2 weeks, if anything happens to his room. Anyway, all right, so that being said, there we go. Thank you very much. My name is Eric Grisbowski. I know a lot of us have not met each other. It's my job to come up here, and I have two objections in the next 20 minutes. Number one is I want to eliminate all doubt in your mind that you can do this. And I think that's why they put me up on stage, because if anybody ever wants to know if he can do it, I can do it, I'd be the example for the company for that. When I saw this, I was 24 years old. If you are in this audience right now and you are in your 20s, please stand up. Youth is power. If I can do it, you can do it. Stay standing. Stay standing. I am from a town of less than 10,000 people. If you are from a small town in this room, please stand up. If I can do it, you can do it. I had no network marketing. Stay standing, please. I had no network marketing experience. If this is your first try at network marketing, please stand up. If I can do it, you can do it. I was not there on day one. I was not there in the beginning. I didn't have people placed on my team. I didn't have a position. I started out zero left, zero right, and I had to go build it. If you started out zero left, zero right, and you had to go build it, please stand up. If I can do it, you can do it. That all being said, I saw this 3 years ago, guys, and I got to share my story before we get into this, but I literally had no experience. I'm from a town where there's more cows than people. I showed up in David Peach's chiropractic office one night and saw this travel deal, and I got excited, guys. I didn't know what I was doing in the beginning. Now I'm going to take you guys through a couple things that I did, a couple strategies, and I'm going to talk a little bit on closing real quickly. So I want to eliminate all doubt in your head that if I can do it, you can do it. The second thing I want to do is I want to teach you how to get paid. Now in this talk, it's called audience participation. Okay, so your line is get paid. We're gonna need to remember that later, but let's test it right now. When I say get paid, you say get paid. Get paid.
Get paid.
Get paid.
Get paid.
All right, cool, let me teach you how to get paid. I was taught if you go to work, you earn a living. If you go to work on yourself, you earn a fortune. So I started at a different place than a lot of people. When I saw this, I was 24 years old. I owned a real estate company. Okay, so we all start at different places, but it's not where you start, it's where you finish. But because of that experience, I have the ability, and I learned some things prior to coming in to motivate people to take action, and I want to talk about the mindset. Because to me, the person in the front of the room, the two-on-one, the social proof, we can't close your people for you. You got to learn how to close your people yourself and how to motivate them to take action. And in network marketing, it's a little bit different. Okay, in network marketing, it's not like sales. How many here are from a sales background, just by a show of hands? Okay, this is different. Because in sales, when I was in real estate, I would ask people to, you know, sign on the dotted line, and I'd shake their hand, and I'd say, hey, go get them. You're on your own. In this, when you motivate somebody to take action, see, I'm only looking for people that are looking for me. That's my mindset. I don't want to convince people to join World Ventures, because if I got to convince them, then I got to babysit them. So some of the stuff I'm about to teach you sounds like I'm kind of pushing someone. But when you get done, when you're sitting across from that other person, when you get done showing the idea and you're asking them if they're ready to get started, you can tell if they want to get started or not. And if they want to get started or not, and they're just having trouble making decisions, see, people have trouble making decisions. That's why we have to get good at motivating them to take action. It's okay to push people if you're pushing them in the right direction. I believe World Ventures is the right direction. I believe it in my heart. And so as I'm motivating people to take action, I'm taking them through this process, there's a come from. And a lot of times my come from is a different place than a lot of different people. So I'm going to talk to you guys about a few things, but the first thing I want you to write down if you're taking notes, and the first mindset I have when I'm sitting down with somebody, I'm sitting across the table on a two-on-one, I'm getting a presentation, this is my mindset. I don't work for free. Say it with me. I don't work for free. Some of you will do all the work. You'll invite somebody to come out to see the presentation. You'll sit down with them. The presentation will get over and you'll get to the end and you don't even ask them to buy. How many of you realize if you don't ask them to buy, you are working for free? I don't work for free. We don't work for free. This is the money-making company, okay? This is the money-making team. Now, what a bigger mistake I see made is people get done with the presentation and you'll say, hey, are you ready to get started? And you only ask once. If you are only asking people to buy once, you are working for free. I don't work for free. So when I get to the end, see, when does the closing process starts? Before the presentation. Okay, it doesn't start after the presentation. My mindset is they're getting in before I even sit down with them. During the presentation, I'm in the front row. I'm making my guests feel comfortable. I'm introducing them to the speaker. I'm edifying the presenter, and I got to go fast, guys. I know we don't got a lot of time, and David Peach is going to hit this a little bit more, but it's so important that you do this stuff. During the presentation, I'm in the front row. I'm focused. I heard David Peach. My first 40 nights, I went and saw David Peach and Dave Watson present my first 40 nights. Those 40 nights, they said the same stupid joke every time. What do you think I did? I laughed. They said, raise your hand. What do you think I did? And my mindset during the whole presentation, as I'm in the front row and I'm excited, I'm going, they're signing up. That's all I'm thinking about the entire time. They're signing up. I get to the end and I say, hey, you ready to get started? Almost never do they just throw their credit card at me. That's where they usually say something like, Eric, I don't know if I have time. Dr. Peach, I don't want your time. In fact, I don't even want you. That's not why I called you. You know 100 people I don't know, Dr. Peach. I have the time and the knowledge to do this. You got the contacts. Let's lock arms. Let me go build you a check. Are you ready to get started? I always answer the objection, and I end my answer with, are you ready to get started? Two, Eric, I don't know if I have the money. We don't want your money. That's not what I'm looking for. I know you don't have the money, Jeff. That's why I called you. The objection is always the answer. Some of you guys will ask once. You'll say, hey, are you ready to get started? And they'll say, I don't have time. I don't have money. And in your mind, they say no. In my mind, they say yes, but show me how to get the time. Show me how to get the money. I know we're going to talk more about this quickly here, and that's not my main topic. Can we get the PowerPoint up really quick as we get through this? Because I'm going to show you guys just one trick as we click through here. I'm going to show you guys one trick of what I did. Please write this down. People will almost never join your team today based off of what they're going to gain if they do it. People will almost always join your team right now. They will almost always come on board right now based off of what they're going to lose if they don't. If you show the DVD, that is great. If you do live presentations, that is great. In Chicago, we got a market just cranking right now. You know what? We do it all. The people say, what do? We do it all. We do two-on-ones, we do travel parties, we do live presentations, we do trains. We do it all. But when the presentation's over, you got to show people how to make the money. You got to show people how it works. If you're showing the DVD, show them how to make their money back. We explain how to make the $570, right? Hey, let me show you how to get your six. I always pull up my binary. If you don't have your computer with you when you're doing presentations, just draw this out for them. But I always pull up my binary and I always go to the bottom. What you're looking at right now is bottom left. If you're showing people and you're getting 2 out of 10, if you implement this little piece, you'll get 4 out of 10. Right now, if you're getting 3 out of 10, you implement this little difference, you can get 6 out of 10. Because I get to this point and I pull my laptop up and I say, hey, do you guys see how cool that website is? See, people are visual. My line to get to this, after I answer their objections, I say, listen, I was a visual person. Let me show you how this works. I'm into my laptop. I go to my binary and say, you see my name? That's pretty cool. That's my website. You get one. I go to 3D binary. I go to the bottom left, and I put the mouse on the next available position. And I say, listen, Johnny, that position right there, see Renee? Everybody sees Renee's name? Johnny, you don't know who Renee is, do you? This is my guest I'm talking. You don't know who Renee is, do you? Never met her. Well, here's the deal. Renee's a decision maker. She decided to come on board yesterday, and because she made that decision to come on board yesterday, anything you do, she gets a piece of. You're on her team. Just because she made that decision, that $365 decision to come on board yesterday, it's a dollar a day. It's a Snickers bar a day. She made that decision. Now, Johnny, I know you might want to think about it, okay? Because it is a Snickers bar a day. And I know that's a big deal to you. That $365, okay? And if you want to think about it, I respect that. But you also have to respect the fact that I'm running a business and I'm not waiting for anybody. And the next person I'm going to show is Roscoe Taylor. Roscoe Taylor is a beast. I grew up with him. He lives in Chicago. He played college basketball. Everybody he knows respects him and loves him. He's owned 6 different businesses. I am showing Roscoe Taylor in 2 hours. I'm not showing him tomorrow, because then you can go sleep on it. When I sit down and I got a 2-on-1, I invite a person to do a presentation, I have the next person lined up the same day. Because I know people are going to make decisions based on what they're going to lose if they don't. So I say, Johnny, you come on board right now, I'm going to give you that position, and then I'm taking that rock star, pull that back up if you could. I'm taking that rock star, Roscoe, and I'm putting him right there on your team because I don't have anywhere else to put him. Now, you got to go home and think about it. That's cool. You got to talk to your wife. That's cool. I understand. But then Roscoe gets that spot. And if you come back to me, if you walk out those doors, I assume no. This is my mindset. See, when I'm looking across that table at that guy, in my mind, I'm not saying out loud, but in my mind, I am thinking, if you don't do this with me, you are making the biggest financial mistake of your life, because I'm going to show you how to change your life and I'm going to help you do it. And it's not just what I say, it's how I say it, because I believe this can change anybody's life, and I believe, I know I'm going to go to work for that person when I put them in. And I'm going to help them. And I tell you, Johnny, you get in right now, I'm going to help you. If you got to go think about it, that's cool, but then Roscoe gets that spot and you go on his team. I move my clicker right back to where the doughboy starts waving his hand at me again, and I say one more time, are you ready to get started? Say it with me, 1, 2, 3. All right, start implementing that. I gotta keep rolling through this. Let me tell you about some of the people on my team that got me up here. I want to say how blessed and how humbled I am to be on this stage, because the people that have been up here all day are my heroes. These are the people that I've literally stolen everything I say all day from the people up here. You should be stealing. As you're here, take the stuff you like, go implement it. That's all I've ever done. I've never done network marketing before, so everything I've learned from the people on the front row. I am honored that you guys asked me to come up here and talk with you. And because of the hard work and the leadership of these people, I am on stage talking, and it is not about me. I will take zero credit for what has happened in our organization, and they are kicking some serious butt right now. This is Dan Smith. That is World Ventures' newest regional marketing director right there. This is the Chicago team. This is Byron, who's came in to help me from ever. Team Rhino, where are you at? These guys, there you go. If you see that guy on the opposite end of me, that guy's name's Roscoe Taylor. I got to tell you guys a story. Roscoe grew up on the south side of Chicago until he was 9 years old. When he was 9, there was a gang war that broke out that summer. And Roscoe's mom was afraid. He lives in the part of town that not many of us would go. And Roscoe's mom was afraid that if she didn't move him out, he was going to get killed. So thank God Roscoe's grandma lived in Hibbing, Minnesota, where I'm from. And he's been my buddy since we were 9 years old. And he moved up to Hibbing, Minnesota, and in a town of 10,000 people, he was the only African-American person in the town. 7 months ago, I called Roscoe. We haven't talked for eight years. But my business was not going as fast as I wanted it to go. And you know what? I decided when I came to an event like this, I was going to start over when I got home. See, if your business right now isn't going as fast as you want it to go, start over. The best part about World Ventures is you can start over whenever you want. This business waits for you. See, I started over. I had made some mistakes last year. So what? I learned from them. And I started over and I called Roscoe. I said, Roscoe, you need to drive to Madison, Wisconsin to come see me. Roscoe shows up. Roscoe gets there and he says, Eric, I've done some network marketing companies before. I said, so what? You've never done one with me. And I said, Roscoe, I don't see if you ever get that objection. There's once. I said, Roscoe, I don't need you to believe in network marketing. I don't need you to believe in yourself. I need you to believe in me one more time. Roscoe turned around and drove back to Chicago. I gave him 4 applications. I said, Roscoe, when those are filled out, you call me. I'm coming to Chicago. And it is unbelievable what those people are willing to do. Put that picture back up if you could. The other people you see, and there's a Cook County Sheriff named KP and his wife Juanita. KP works nights. We do presentations. What are you willing to do to make this thing happen? We do presentations every night at 7. We train till about 9:30. KP starts work at 10:15 and works through the night as a Cook County Sheriff. He gets up the next day and he does it again. The other guy you see right there with his arm around, his name is Keith Brown. Keith Brown is the Chicago Transit Authority bus driver. Keith Brown comes to every presentation at 7 o'clock, does two-on-ones, does his own travel parties. Keith Brown gets up to drive a bus at 3:10 a.m. the next day. I picked that picture. That is David Peach in a headlock in that hot tub, if you can't see that. David Peach has been like a big brother to me. Ever since we started, he's the guy who taught me how to, he's the guy who put the belief inside of me, to be honest with you. Dave Watson, who I couldn't find a picture of, same deal, man. Peach's like my big brother, Watson's like my dad. They've been there in the beginning for me. That picture you see right there is Troy Brown. Sorry, Dave. Sorry. That picture you see right there is Troy Brown. Troy, I'm sorry about that picture. You look so good. I thought he was getting mad at me when I put that picture up. I apologize. It's the only one I could find of us. But I had to get you up here because I had to say this. Troy Brown, I have not been on the part of his organization that has made him money in 3 years. Troy Brown, if I call him to do something, has never said no to me. We were on the south side when we were just starting. We're on the south side of Chicago in a neighborhood where there was more people killed last summer than Afghanistan and Iraq combined. And Troy Brown is in a basement doing a two-on-one with me. This is a guy making millions of dollars. He needs to be in the basement doing a two-on-one with me on the south side of Chicago like he needs a hole in the head. But you know what he said? He said, Eric, I know who got me here. And it didn't matter about the money. He said, I'll help you. That is leadership. And I will be paying that forward. This is the Madison team. Akil, Kim, Teresa, they are just killing it. Madison, all by themselves, built that market. Basically, no help from any of the upline. Just been doing it. I take no credit for that. This is Greg Thompson. He stuck with me through thick and thin up in Minnesota. Just killing this deal. All right, guys, I'm going to wrap up here. And I'm going to give you my four keys to success. And The number one thing, we've traveled all around the world. We've done this presentation on three different continents, done some training, and this has been an incredible day with all these people coming up here, but you can basically break it down to four key things. The number one thing I figured out is you got to know why you're doing this. That is the number one key. See, this business is simple. It is not easy, but it's the simplest thing I have ever seen, the simplest business to create huge income, but it's like running a marathon. Anybody in this room ever ran a marathon? For you guys, okay, I've done one first and last, but running a marathon is real simple. Everybody agrees with that. It's 1 foot in front of the other. How many of you guys agree that's really simple? Simple. But how many of you guys realize it's not easy? That's this business in a nutshell. See, but here's what happens in your real marathon. Some of your friends, some of your family, when I ran that marathon, you know what they did? They came up and lined up on the sidelines as I was running it. And as I was going by in that real marathon, they were cheering for me. Go, yay! Go get them, Eric. So what happens in your real marathon? Well, this is a marathon too, and you know what? Some of your friends and some of your family in this one, they're going to line up on the sidelines again. Isn't that interesting? See, there's only two types of people. There's the ones in the game. That's you. You're here. You're spending money to get better. You're trying to create a new stream of income. You're trying to change the future of your children's children's children. You're doing something. You're in the game. But then there's other people that are always on the sidelines. See, and in this one, they're living their lives on the sidelines, but as you're going by and you're trying to do this thing, some of your friends and some of your family, you know what they're going to do? They're going to sit on the sidelines and they're going to throw sticks at your feet. And they're going to trip you. And the only reason you fail here, if you fail, is you will get tripped too many times. You will not know why you're doing it. You forget to get back up and you quit. See, 5 weeks before I saw this, I had an uncle named Dave. And he was like a second dad for me. I lived with him for 3 months out of the year. He died 5 weeks before I saw this. And I had a real strong why the day that happened. Because what my uncle did is he worked his whole life away. See, he built the second largest mining parts company in the world called Domex Incorporated. And he called me up on his 50th birthday. And he said, Eric, it's time to start living my life. He sold it that day for $48 million. You know the one thing about I remember about living with my uncle? I'd be there 3 months. He'd be home 3 weeks. He was working his entire life away, and he turns 50, and he says, it's time to start living my life, and sells his company for $48 million. 4 weeks later, he was out in the woods, and he had a massive heart attack, and he died. Now, that was 5 weeks before I saw World Ventures, and I looked at my life, and I said, what the heck are we doing here? Because I owned a real estate company, but not really. I owned a job, and every day I looked at my life, I was exchanging another day of my life for money, another day of my life for money, another day of my life for money. You know, I went 60 for 60. I had a strong why. See, I didn't have the vehicle yet, but I knew the day my uncle died, 5 weeks before I saw this, I knew I was not going to make choices in my life anymore based off of time or money. And I'm not going to start living at 50 or 60 or 70. I needed to make a change to live the life I wanted right now. I didn't know World Ventures existed, but I knew I wanted this life. 5 weeks later, it came to me. See, I don't know why you're doing this. I got ladies on my team. I know there's ladies in this room that Monday morning, you know what they're going to do? They're going to go home and they're going to take their babies to daycare. They got to get up early. They take their babies to daycare, and then they go to work. And every Friday, you know what they do? They take about 3/4 of their salary, and they pay it right back to daycare. And they're doing World Ventures to make an extra $1,500 a month to stay home and raise their own kids. That's a good reason to do World Ventures. There's a lot of guys that I've talked to this weekend that want to retire their wives. That's a good reason to do World Ventures. There's other people I talked to that want to put a kid through college. There's other people who want to get filthy, stinking rich. I don't know why you're doing it, but that's a good reason to do World Ventures, but I know why I'm doing it. See, I just want to live full time. I heard Byron Trogg say that. I said, that's what I want. And you could all get up right now and say, Eric Grzybowski's a moron. I quit. And I'm going to write bad stuff about him on the internet, and I'm going to put 100,000 people in this company because I've made a decision. I am going to live full time. That's the second piece. You got to make a decision. See, figure out what you want, figure out your why, and then make a decision, you're going to get it. Decision is my favorite word in the English dictionary. We talk about it all the time. The Latin root of decision means to cut off from. See, once you made a decision in your life, you know what you did in reality? You just cut off from every other option. The day my uncle died, I decided things were going to change. I remember I came to my first national convention. We weren't international yet. I was standing in the back of the room, and I made my decision. I saw all these people come up here. I'd never been to an event. I saw all these people come up there, and they said, I made $10,000 last month. I made $15,000 last month. I made $20,000 last month. And you know what I thought? If they can do it, I can do it. Tony Robbins says, in your moments of decision is where your destiny is shaped. That was a moment. Maybe you can have your moment. But you got to let it happen. Figure out what you want. Make a decision, you're going to get it. Here's what decision means to me. Do it anyway. See, once the decision's been made, when you drive 3 hours for a travel party and nobody shows up, so what? Do it anyway. When your brother-in-law tells you you're an idiot and you're going to jail, so what? Do it anyway. Do it. That happened to me, just so everybody knows. Do it anyway. Right? When you get home and your spouse says, how much money did you make? And you didn't make any. So what? Do it anyway. Figure out what you want. Make a decision. You're going to get it. Cut off from every other option. The third piece of the puzzle is take massive and immediate action. If we sit here all week and we have a great time, this is the locker room. It's easy in here. See, everybody's your friend, right? Everybody's on the same mindset. This is the locker room. But if you don't go out in the real world and pick up the phone and call somebody, and get home and do a two-on-one, and get home and plan a travel party, we are wasting our breath. Marx says, knowledge is not power. The application of knowledge is what is power. He says, if knowledge was power, all the librarians in the world would be millionaires. You have to apply what you learn here. Figure out what you want. Make a decision. Take massive and immediate action. Are you doing enough to win? I remember that same seminar I came to, Mark Aseta said, go show 3 a day and you can't lose. And in the back, I'm thinking, I know none of these other people are going to go show 3 a day. I'm going to show 3 a day. For 3 years, I've focused on showing 3 a day. And you know what I'm proud of? I would take a bet against anybody in this room. In the last 3 years since I heard Mark Aseta say that, I have presented World Ventures more than anybody in this room. Amen. And you know what that means? I've gotten told no more than anybody in this room. And I'm most proud of that. Because what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? I'd go get told no from everybody. Do enough to win. Figure out what you want. Make a decision you're going to get it. Take massive and immediate action. And the fourth piece of the puzzle is the most important. Never quit. See, and the reason we have to talk about quitting is because those dream stealers, those people throwing the sticks at you, they're coming. And if you're going to accomplish anything worth accomplishing, the dream stealers are coming. But here's what happens in World Ventures. They come disguised as your best friend. They come disguised as your spouse or your significant other or your mom or your dad. For me, it came disguised as my brother, my big brother. I'm going to finish this. And I'm going to tell you guys a story real quick. I told you I had a real estate company. When I was 19 years old, my brother Brian and I started a real estate company. It's called Prodigy Real Estate. Anybody in this room ever had a big brother or big sister that you just kind of followed what they did? That was me. My brother's 3.5 years older than me. My brother played football, so I played football. My brother played hockey, so I played hockey. My brother went to college, so I went to college. I would just do whatever my big brother Brian said to do, I did it. When I was 19, we started a real estate company. We were doing that for about 5.5 years by the time I saw World Ventures. I get into World Ventures. He's my first sign up. It just wasn't his deal. He didn't build it. So what? Sometimes you're going to sign up your best friend and they're going to quit. So what? Do it anyway. So 5 months in, I came to that event. I called my brother when I got home. I said, Brian, up until today, World Ventures has been my side business, and I have been in real estate. After I came to that event, it switched. This is where I'll build my fortune. Prodigy Real Estate will just pay the bills, and you need to know this is my focus. So it started working because I made that decision. Well, 5-6 months in, I get a call from my brother on a Tuesday. He says, Eric, you got to come to the office. We got to talk. I said, cool, I come in the office. We got this room in our office called the War Room. I come inside, and everybody in the office was acting weird that day. And I walk inside, and it wasn't just my brother there. It was my brother, our other kind of silent business partner, and then our money guy, and he didn't tell me that, and I didn't like that. I showed up, there was a couch in that room. I sat on that couch, and a lot of you that know me won't believe this, but I promise you this is true. I sat on that couch for 3 hours, and I didn't say a word. And my brother went ahead and presented PowerPoints, flip charts, graphs, everything you can think of. And here's the entire point of the presentation, was to get me to quit World Ventures. And he had a logical point. See, his point was, if you'd have taken the time you put in World Ventures in the last 5 months, in your first 5 months, if you'd taken that time and you just kept doing what you were doing in real estate, here's how much more money he made. And you know what really pissed me off? Can I say that? Probably not. My brother had gone into my back office and printed off my check register without telling me. And I was just so mad. But it was logical, because you know what? You have to build this before the money comes. See, and that day I had a decision. That was another moment. See, I just made my decision when I was here, but then I got back into the real world and I had to see if I was going to stick by it or not. And that might happen to you. And that's why I tell this story, because if you're going to do this thing for real, you're going to have a moment. I had two options. Go with my big brother. And that's what made it so hard, is because that was my big brother. And I could have kept doing what I was doing, kept getting what I was getting with him, and it wasn't that bad. It was comfortable. But the other option was World Ventures. And you know the decision I made that day? I said, I don't want to be a real estate broker. I want to be a world changer. See, maybe you're a nurse, maybe you're a bus driver, maybe you're a sheriff, and someday somebody's going to come to you and they're say, why are you doing that? And you're going to have a choice. Are you going to be a bus driver, or are you going to be a world changer? See, maybe I can't change the whole world here, but I know if I go hard at this, for certain people, I can change their whole world. And it's happening. And when you come to that point, you need to know what I know, because this is the deal. Life has a rhythm. Business has a rhythm. And we are trained as we grow up to go to school, get good grades, and go get a good job. And that's the 40-40 plan, right? 40 hours a week, 40 years of your life, then retire off 40% of the pay you couldn't live on in the first place. That's the plan. And it looks like this. You work for 2 weeks, and then you get paid. You work for 2 weeks, and then you get paid. It goes like this. Work, work, get paid. 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 Wayne calls them sheeple. See, somebody tells you when you gotta be there, you gotta go sit in traffic. Somebody tells you when you get to go potty, and somebody tells you when you get to go on vacation. And we just exist, we don't even live, but we go work, work, get paid, because that's what they told us to do. Work, work, get paid, work, work, get paid, work, work, get paid, work, work, get paid. Then World Ventures comes into your life. And it's a different deal, because it's not a job, you gotta build it. Let me tell you what this looked like in the beginning for most people. It looks like this. Work, 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 get paid. Then you start going, work, 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 spend my own money, fly to Vegas, and get trained. Get paid, get paid. And then you start going, work, 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 get paid, get paid, get paid. And then you start going, bring three people with me to the regional, pay my way, two of them didn't show up, so I got to pay for them. Work, 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 get paid, get paid, get paid. Then you start going, work, 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 get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid. Some of you already quit. Some of you already quit because you had to work too hard. See, some of you can't see the vision. Without vision, the people will perish. You need to see what it looks like at the end. See, when my brother-in-law told me I was an idiot and I was going to jail, I knew something. I knew if I was going to buy his opinion, I had to buy his lifestyle. I didn't want his lifestyle. I wanted Jeff Boss' lifestyle. I wanted Dave Watson's lifestyle. I wanted Troy Brown's lifestyle. You have a choice. It didn't matter how much work it took. Because I knew there was people that had that lifestyle. And if I work, 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 eventually it started going, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid. And let me tell you what my brother didn't get. Eventually it flips. And all of a sudden you start going, work, 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 get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid. And eventually, if you stick with it, if you stick with it long enough and you don't listen to the stupid dream stealers, eventually you start going, work, work, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid. Wait, wait, wait. Then you just go play on your farm with your new bulldozer. then eventually if you keep going at it, you go, work, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid. You go write your best-selling book.
Yeah.
And if you keep going, you go, work, work, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid. Go to Europe for a month and a half, and the checks just get bigger.
Amen.
Work. Dream trip, dream trip. Magazine photo shoot. Get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid. Stand up. If you're not standing on your chairs, stand on your chairs. Because if you got the vehicle, who's got the deal?
We got
the deal. Who's got the deal?
We got the deal?
Working 9 to 5 for 35 grand a year ain't the deal. We got the deal. And if you figure out why you're doing this, you figure out why you're doing this, you make a decision, whatever you want, you're gonna get. You leave here this weekend and you take massive and immediate action. Eventually, it just starts going, get paid, 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 get paid. Get paid.